Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
If you know like I know, say.
About it, ain't no need to think about it. Get that money, keep that power. No, they not the same thing. Money can't be anybody to somebody that nobody. When it come to power, super small and maintained. Money make them do it because of what you give to it. Power make them do it because you told them to do it. Money make you fly, power never die. Don't know why. Money can be lost, power never need an alibi. Pride, power in my last name.
And if I don't know nothing, I know this paper. Bigger than the world, stepping over skyscrapers. If I don't know nothing, one thing I know. Power over money, man, and that's just psycho. If you know like I know.
Presence, you can feel the power. Even if the company was built from powder, girls kissing on the couch, women in the shower. Surround myself with kings, you can keep the cowards. Every time I reminisce, I'm repping different bitches. Blood is thicker than water, but BS is the thickest. Look, the chain around my neck, tell my life story. Born into the money, but will die for glory. Get ready for the takeover. That facelift and that makeover. That case that I break open. That great fifth like Beethoven. If you wanna get it poppin', I can lean the team. 34 in a rocket, cause Hakeem's the dream.
Get it? They don't get it.
Ooh, we're making moves. You only doing what my power lets you do.
You see that money isn't every. When it come to power, can only be one kid.
Said if I don't know nothing, I know this paper. Bigger than the world, stepping over skyscrapers. If I don't know nothing, one thing I know. Power over money, man, and that's just like yo. If you know like I know.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a 30-minute edition of WFSO Aftermath. And the reason why it's 30 minutes, we're going to talk about what happened yesterday and this past, well, I might as well say recent SmackDown that just happened not too long ago. So we're going to talk about a little bit about that. But before we get into Monday Night Raw, I want to talk about the fans. Even they like Seth Rollins fans or they hate him or whatever. Seth Rollins has some of the dumbest fans out there. It's so bad that they talk about the guy 24/7. It's like, I'm a fan of some wrestlers. I don't talk about them 24/7. Unless it was like a news about them or something, but like, I don't be on this jock or anything like that. It just, I don't know, but that's just young people for you. That's just my take. Now, if y'all didn't see it, like, during his promo, a fan, I don't know if he, I guess he was trying to get in the ring with him. Seth pushed him out the way, but they try to play it off like, although, you know, the cameras didn't show what actually happened, but somebody had put it out there like what actually happening. It's just unbelievable. First, you got a fan that's trying to walk with him. Then suddenly, you have a fan that's either, I don't know, he's trying to stand up with him or attack him or whatever the thing may be. But my point is, I'm sorry, he got some of the dumbest fans out there. And I thought some of the people that's Kendall Owens fans are bad. The fans of Seth Rollins are just way worse. I'm not going to say all because I like Seth Rollins too and I'm a fan of his work, but just like some of his fans just make it more easier for people to hate him. And I guess you're supposed to do it when you're like a heel. You're supposed to, not like the guy, but your phone is not going to help anything, you know what I mean? But it's, I don't know, it's just stupid. Like, what person in their right mind would do something like that? That's just, oh, excuse me. Oh, no, I just think it's just kind of one of those stupid things. So let's talk about what happened last night on Monday Night Raw. I guess Seth Rollins was in, well, besides that incident with Seth Rollins, they on the search looking for the Demon King, which is Finn Balor's alter ego. So he's doing that. Well, we had a match with Sheamus versus Sami Zayn. And Sami Zayn won that match. And also made another match for SummerSlam, which they call the Best Out of Seven series, with Sheamus going against Cesaro. So that's going to be interesting to see. Because it's been like a very, very long time since they had the Best of Seven series. I think last thing I remember they had one was like John Cena and Booker T for the United States Championship. I don't know if they had one after that, but I wish it was just, I don't know, I probably got to look back in the history books and see if they have one after that, because excuse me. This is one of those things that they just need to just something that they just need to do, like some matches like this, like the Best Out of Seven or Best Out of Five. I think they did the Best Out of Five a long time ago, but it's just been a while since they had, like, something like that. But, like, we all go do is we'll go to, like, a at least up to match seven. That's just what I think of that. But, anyways, New Day versus the Dudley Boys. Seems like the Dudley Boys had like a miscommunication again. I don't know if this is going to play on in the future with them or if they're going to separate them or whatever the case may be. I don't know. But, let's see. And they did this again, Nia Jax versus an independent wrestler. It's one of the things you get sick of, too, just like, why do they keep doing this and start putting her against, you know, not saying the local people were competition, but they just, it's just the way they make them look like they just, you know, whatever with them. Thank you. this, you know, don't make any sense anyways. But Nia Jax won that match, and that was three matches in hour one. Yeah, Big Cass won against Kevin Owens. And Big Cass did win by disqualification thanks to the interference of Chris Jericho. Primetime players, I guess they was trying to see how they do it, but a little incident happened. Darren Young accidentally hit Tyus O'Neil, and Tyus O'Neil took it seriously and laid him out. And the Shining Stars, Primo Epico, won the match. This is like, I don't know, it just seems like Raw don't have that much tag teams out there. Like, oh, you had SmackDown with their tag teams and stuff like that. It just seems like Raw don't have that much. But, okay, moving on. Jinder Mahal went against Neville. Neville won. Golden Truth went against Gallows and Carl Anderson. Gallows and Anderson won. Alicia Fox, you know, Marvel said she kind of made her return. She even had a match for a while. She went against Charlotte. Charlotte won the match. And the main event was a non-title match with Rusev versus Roman Reigns, with Roman Reigns winning the match. I don't know if they made a mistake by having this match, but I kind of, like, understand because it's going to be, like, you know, ongoing match, or it's just be, like, a one-time thing, but don't know. But part of me think that they did make a mistake on doing that match early and should have just waited to SummerSlam. And part of me is just like, okay, maybe this would be a test of the water just to see how they are. You know what I mean? But we're going to take a little break. We're going to talk about SmackDown and maybe talk about a little bit of preview of SummerSlam. So we will be right back.
Lately I've been hard to reach. I've been too long on my own. Everybody has a private world where they can be alone. Are you calling me? Are you trying to get through? Are you reaching out for me? I'm reaching out for you.
I'm just so fucking depressed, I just can't seem to get out this slump. If I could just get over this hump, but I need something to pull me out this dump. I took my bruises, took my lumps, fell down and I got right back up. But I need that spark to get psyched back up, in order for me to pick the mic back up. I don't know how or why or when I ended up in this position I'm in. I'm starting to feel distant again, so I decided just to pick this pen up and try to make an attempt to vent. But I just can't admit or come to grips with the fact that I may be done with rap. I need a new outlet, and I know some shit's so hard to swallow, but I just can't sit back and wallow when my own sorrow. But I know one fact, I'll be one tough fact to follow. One tough fact to follow, I'll be one tough fact to follow. Here today, gone tomorrow, but you have to walk 1,000 miles.
In my shoes, just to see what it's like to be me. I'll be you, let's trade shoes, just to see what it'd be like to. Feel your pain, feel mine, go inside each other's minds, just to see what we find. Look at shit through each other's eyes.
What don't
feel like I gotta check the temperature of the room just as soon as I walk in. skin, it's like all eyes on me. So I try to avoid any eye contact, cause if I do that, then it opens the door for conversation like I want that. I'm not looking for extra attention, I just wanna be just like you. Blend in with the rest of the room, maybe just point me to the closest restroom. I don't need no fucking manservant trying to follow me around and wipe my ass. Laugh at every single joke I crack, and half of them ain't even funny like that. Marshall, you're so funny, man. You should be a comedian, goddamn. Unfortunately, I am. I just hide behind the fears of a clown. So why don't you all sit down? Listen to the tale I'm about to tell. Hell, we don't gotta trade our shoes, and you ain't gotta walk no thousand miles.
In my shoes, just to see what it's like to be me. I'll be you, wear straight shoes, just to see what it'd be like to feel your pain, feel mine, go inside each other's minds, just to see what we find. Look at shit through each other's eyes. What don't
take these cards ourselves and flip them, don't expect no help. Now I could have either just sat on my ass and pissed and moaned, or take the situation in which I'm placed in and get up and kick my own. I was never the type of kid to wait by the door and pack his bag, or sat on the porch and hoped and prayed for a dad to show up who never did. I just wanted to fit in every single place, every school I went. I dreamed of being that cool kid, even if it meant acting stupid. And Edno always told me, keep making that face that it gets stuck like that. Meanwhile, I'm just standing there holding my tongue, trying to talk like that. Till I suck my tongue on that frozen stop sign pole at 8 years old. I learned my lesson then, cause I wasn't trying to impress my friends no more. But I already told you my whole life story, not just based on my description. Cause where you see it from where you're sitting is probably 110% different. I guess we would have to walk a mile in each other's shoes at least. What size you wear? I wear 10s. Let's see if you can fit your feet.
In my shoes, just to see what it's like to be me. I'll be you, wear straight shoes, just to see what it'd be like to feel your pain, feel mine, go inside each other's minds, just to see what we find. Look at shit through each other's eyes. What don't
And we are back. I don't know. I'm just still buzzing about that fan that came out, and I don't know what he was trying to do with Seth Rollins last night. I don't know, but it's like twice within a matter of probably years that a fan, it came between a fan and Seth Rollins. I'll probably never get over it because it's just stupid. And it's just one of those things that, you know, the security team needs to fix. I mean, it's not like WWE security, it's like the arena security team that needs to do better than that. But anyways, on the SmackDown, they had a 12-man tag match with the Hype Bros, American Alpha, and Usos versus against the Vonda Villains, The Ascension, and Breezango, which, in my opinion, was the match of the night. Let me tell you, like, all those tag teams and all those stuff that was going on inside and outside the ring, that had to be, in my opinion, was the match of the night. But the Hype Bros, American Alpha, and the Usos did win that match. Naomi versus Eva Marie, it was supposed to happen, but it didn't. Due to the claim, Eva Marie was stuck in traffic. Which is, I can see why they're trying to do this with her. They're just trying to, like, you know, make her be hated more and more and more. Which is a good thing for, like, a heel. It's like, it's good that you know, supposed to be hated. You ain't supposed to be loved. But, like I said, the fans today. But, anyways, Randy Orton and Heath Slater went one-on-one earlier. I guess Heath Slater was trying to, like, get Shane and Daniel Bryan to sign on the SmackDown. But I guess this was probably, like, for his contract. Although Heath Slater did win by disqualification, but I think the ending was kind of awesome. What Randy Orton was just showing that he wasn't afraid of Brock or anything like that. But afterwards, I guess, like, Heath Slater was kind of like dizzy or don't even know what he was doing or whatnot. He thought Daniel Bryan was Mick Foley and thought Shane was Stephanie. They were going to offer him a contract. I guess he's about to sign it, but suddenly it's like they took it away and the fans did boo. So I do agree with the fans with that. They should have just let him sign, although he was like out of it. I don't know. They just need to do something with Heath Slater because, you know, have him. I know it's probably, like, good for him to get him more out there, but. Yeah. But I guess it is one of those things. They should have done better than that. That's just my opinion on that. Earlier on this TV, Dean Ambrose and Dolph Ziggler was, you know, talking about their match this Sunday on SummerSlam. And Dolph Ziggler gave him, you know, the sweet chin music to Dean Ambrose, and Dean Ambrose was upset. So he got an untitled match against Eric Rowan. Dean Ambrose won that match. And the women's match that they had is a tag team match, and Natalya and Alexa Bliss versus Carmella and Becky Lynch. Like, it looked like it was almost a conclusion of the match. Eva Marie, out of nowhere, came out. And I guess she was going to, I don't know, just grace with her presence. But out of nowhere, Naomi came, went after her, and a little bit of chaos got out there. Becky Lynch put the disarmor on Natalya and won the match. So Carmella and Becky Lynch won. And they made another match. Is now going to be a 6 diva tag. Eva Marie, Natalya, and Alexa Bliss going against Carmella, Becky Lynch, and Naomi. But let me just mention about this a bit. Naomi's entrance with the glow and all that stuff, that was kind of amazing. And I hope that if y'all seen that, y'all would like that too. But that was a badass entrance. I loved it. The main event where Alberto Del Rio and John Cena and AJ Styles were at the commentary table talking. It was a good match, decent match. John Cena did win, then AJ Styles attacked him a little bit, then said what he had to say, then out of nowhere, John Cena gave him the AA. Then gave him the AA again on the announcer's table, and that's how SmackDown had ended. So it seems like, I think it's like 11 matches for SummerSlam. But what we're going to do this Thursday, excuse me. But what we're going to do this Thursday after Impact Wrestling, we're going to do like a preview of SummerSlam and just talk about who we think is going to win and the matches and stuff, and maybe there's more matches to come. We don't know that yet. But before we go off the air, I'm going to talk about Bobby Lashley. Last Thursday, he did beat James Storm to win the King of the Mountain title. So now Bobby Lashley has the X Division title, the King of the Mountain title, and the world title. So I guess not many people hold that many titles like that in TNA since Kurt Angle. And you know, Seth Rollins had done it last year, holding the U.S. title and the world title. I guess part of me is thinking, like, when is WWE going to do something like that with somebody? I wouldn't say do it with Brock because he's going to rarely be there, but do it with somebody that you think that's going to, you know, be there and, you know, and at least defend the titles and stuff like that. But Bobby Lashley, I guess, like, I think part of me thinks he was misused when he was in WWE. It was like, he was a former ECW champion and former United States champion. Well, it just sucks that he was being misused in WWE, and I was just like, it was like, they just didn't calculate it on that, which just kind of sucked. But I'm glad he's having the run in TNA, and seems like a very good run. And hopefully, if he ever goes back to WWE, they'll treat him a little bit better, and he has like a big of a run like he did with TNA. But they did a little. But on SmackDown, they did a little promo with Kurt Hawkins that he's going to be returning. Well, it's going to be there coming soon. And I think I mentioned earlier about Shelton Benjamin that he's injured and he won't be returning to SmackDown until sometime next year. But that's all the time we got. Like I said, we'll be on here Thursday just to talk about SummerSlam. Until then, y'all have a good week. Have a good night. And hopefully y'all hear from me Thursday.